John Binkley, executive director of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, said the cruise industry is committed to addressing complaints about Juneau's air quality. One solution they're trying out is adjusting schedules to reduce the amount of time ships spend waiting for other ships to leave so they can dock, especially on days with more boat traffic.
And so this year, instead of idling out there and starting to tender early, they'll wait till the other ship is ready to leave, then come into the harbor. The first ship will leave and the second ship will come right into dock.
Binkley was speaking at a public forum about tourism sustainability last week. Community member Carla Hart brought up the state's Ocean Ranger program that places inspectors on board cruise ships to monitor pollution. It's facing potential cuts from the legislature after this summer. She asked Binkley to do something about it.
I'm wondering if you would commit your political power, which I have seen in action in the Capitol, to go up there and make sure that the Ocean Ranger program stays in effect.
But Binkley said his industry never supported the Ocean Rangers to begin with, even if it has learned to live with the program since voters approved using the state cruise ship passenger fee to pay for it in 2006.
But that's really a policy question for the legislature and for the administration. And from our perspective, if their policy is to keep them on board, we're fine with that. If their policy is to not have them on board, we're fine with that. So either way, we're happy with the outcome.
Meanwhile, one thing the city is proposing to do about air quality issues downtown is commission a $250,000 study on what it would take to expand shore power access at the cruise ship docks. That would allow more large cruise ships to run on local hydroelectric power instead of running their engines while in port. Some people think Juneau has spent enough time studying shore power and are pushing for the city to start doing it. Andy Romanoff of Renewable Juneau handed out buttons saying plug them in at the Sustainability Forum. He asked the panel to support local efforts to electrify more docks.
You know, there's a large segment of Juneau's population who's basically sick and tired of the smoke and the congestion and the health impacts of the summer ships.
Romanoff says the city needs to stop stalling and move ahead on expanding shore power, like other port communities already have. He pointed out that a study has already been done as recently as 2016. He's also frustrated because the Juneau Commission on Sustainability submitted a proposal to use $3.5 million in passenger fees for design and construction for another electrified dock.
We know what works, we know how to do it, and it's pretty easy to find out who out there can do it, and so it's just time to do it.
The first cruise ship of the season arrives Sunday. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.